Even without the pandemic, a generational flip was underway. That has led to calls to raise the retirement age from 70 to 75 to relieve the pressure. But Mr. McGoffran says more than 50% of those leaving are retiring early, which says to me they are not enjoying judging. Those judges who remain are burnt out. It is a cascading problem, says Danielle Hirsch of the National Center for State Courts, NCSC. New Jersey is not the only state that is feeling the pinch. Maine also has a shortage. Maine's Chief Justice recently said that she met a judge who was discouraged because she cannot make headway regardless of how many cases she jams into dockets or how late she works. Poor pay plays a role in recruitment and retention. Maine's judges are among the lowest paid in the country. The state also has a shortage of court staff. Clerks work nights and weekends to catch up. Amy Quinlan, Maine's court administrator, says the pandemic revealed that courts were struggling. It is now abundantly clear that more help is needed. Other states are also suffering from staff shortages. The gaps include court reporters, interpreters, attorneys, clerks, and police. The NCSC found that 14 state chief justices raised staff shortages and the need for pay raises to recruit and retain talent as the most pressing issues facing state courts. Courts in Louisiana, Missouri, and North Dakota have had to close or reduce hours. The turnover rate for court staff in Florida has more than doubled since the 2020 to 2021 financial year. In New York, the acting chief judge said during his State of the Judiciary message this year that staffing shortages slow down our dockets and burden our already strained workforce. These troubles are causing cases to remain on hold for long periods. A backlog in criminal cases will make it hard for states to meet their constitutional obligations. The Sixth Amendment requires that the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial. Lately, there is nothing speedy about trials.